This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He's returned. He's been a former guest on our show, and he's returning now. His name is William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. William, thank you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and it's a pleasure to give you an update.
Yes, so you know, give my listeners a little bit of a background on yourself, a little background of Premier Biomedical, then I want to get into some Q&A today.
All right. Well, I'm not your archetypical president and CEO of a biomedical company. I came from the automobile industry, and I was a director at TRW Automotive. And I did several years worth of working on my own as a consultant, et cetera. And I went to work for a small biomedical company with the CEO, and we worked very well together. We both left that company, and a couple of years went by. He contacted me and asked me to go back into business with him. We have a trust, that'd be Dr. Felder. We have a trust, and we have built up a respect for each other. And I told him I would do so only if I called the shots on the business and let him call the shots on the technical. And here I am. I've had to learn a whole new lexicon. I've had to learn a whole new industry. And I love it. This is very challenging.
That's awesome. You know, recently you guys issued a press release about some recent personal moves. Would you please expand on that for my listeners and just bring us up to speed on that?
Well, we've been extremely fortunate. For a small company, we have all PhDs or MD-PhD combinations. We have some extremely exciting educated, motivated individuals. We don't pay them any wages, no bonuses, no cars, no nothing. These people just work for stock in the company, and they believe in what they're doing. And if the company succeeds, they succeed. One of our recent move was adding a PhD to our scientific advisory board, who was born in South America and has extensive experience there. And in fact, we may in fact add three people from that region to our scientific advisory board. We've just appointed, in addition, we just appointed a chief technical officer, Dr. James Franke from San Diego. Dr. Franke has extensive experience in the biomedical field. He's a pharmaceutical scientist. Dr. Franke has 24 U.S. patents to his name, 120 international patents, 75 peer-reviewed articles that he's accomplished, and a great addition to our staff. He spent a year on our scientific advisory board, and we decided that we definitely needed him in a more aggressive role, and he's now our chief technical officer, a great addition to the company.
You know, I find your company, your market cap is just a little bit south of $2 million. Your stock price is around 2 cents a share. And you guys have real products there. You have real patents. Can you talk about the three patents you have? And I believe you have about six or seven other ones that are in the pipeline. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. Well, we have three issued patents on our products and our methodology and devices. And we have a fourth that's just about to issue. And the reason we know that is because the patent office normally they throw all the hardball questions up front. And when they run out of hardballs, they start throwing softballs. Well, they're throwing softballs at us right now. And we think the fourth is about to issue. We probably have 10 to 15 in process. In fact, we have another one that is just being drafted. Just this last week, we signed the invention disclosure, had it notarized, and this one we think could revolutionize the industry in the painkiller market. And I say that because the current painkillers, the NIH, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, the FDA, are all pushing pharmaceutical companies to eliminate opioids from their painkillers. We have an opioid-free painkiller, and we're adding a cannabinoid to it that is going to make it probably the most efficient. The efficacy is off the chart, we believe, and this will be a real winner. And we think this could replace many of the current painkillers that are on the market. So we have a very aggressive new product development program. Our partner in technology is the University of Texas at El Paso. And we also have a cooperative research and development agreement with the Department of Defense, with Center of Expertise at the William Beaumont Army Medical Center at Fort Bliss in El Paso. So we have a very aggressive new development program. Certainly, that's our expertise. I don't believe, very frankly, that any small company can match us because, frankly, we have a real a stable full of real educated, experienced people on call. At the University of Texas, for example, we have a complete staff of PhDs and post-PhDs that are working on our programs. So we're very, very pleased at our progress to date.
Our guest today is William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BIEI. Now, William, I know you guys got some products that are starting to be developed and completed recently, are some current other stuff in the progress. Can you tell us a little bit maybe what's going on south of the border and how we're going to actually bring some revenues to the balance sheet here in the next couple of quarters?
Well, it's very difficult because I'd love to tell you about everything that we have going, but some of this is not yet announced. But I can tell you about what has been announced. We have an anti-cancer drug that we think might be the best in the industry. We presented 2 years ago at the American Association for Cancer Research Symposium in San Diego at that time. And we had an anti-cancer drug that was effective in blocking 36% of the available CTLA-4. That's the breast cancer antigen, 36% of the antigens in test tubes. Subsequently, in the intervening 2 years, we presented a new anti-breast cancer drug that blocks 98.8%. of the cancer antigens. This in a sampling of mice that we demonstrated the efficacy of this drug, the mice that were injected with our anti-cancer antibody were in fact immune to subsequent attempts to inject breast cancer. That's huge. That could mean that we have not only developed a cure for existing breast cancer, but it could be a preventive. We don't know that. We can't claim that at this point, but that's very, very encouraging. We're currently in the process of comparing our antibody against commercially available antibodies from the biggest of big pharma. And we're doing this in a series of tests with 300 mice. 300 mice, to repeat that. That is an amazing experiment. We have periodic reviews with the University of Texas at El Paso about every 6 to 8 weeks. In fact, we have one coming up here June 14th at UTEP. So we're really excited about that. By the way, that was presented, this antibody was presented to the AACR conference in New Orleans, April 16th to the 19th in 2016.
Are we in any phase one or phase two trials yet?
No, we have not entered clinical trials yet, but that's going to follow immediately after the these tests. We also have, as I indicated earlier, and it's a little early to talk about this, but we're really excited about our Felditrex is a name we're temporarily using. It's a trademark name. This consists of low-dose naltrexone and cyclobenzaprine. That's a patented combination, by the way, and we're adding a cannabinoid to that. And that is, we expect that to be one of the, if not the most effective pain reliever in the world. So we're pretty excited about that. We obviously, it's a little early to make those claims, but we're very excited about the preliminary tests that we've run.
My guest today is William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BIEI. William, in closing here, is there anything you would like to touch upon that we didn't get a chance to get out to the listeners? I know that you indicated in the recent past that you're exploring joint ventures. Can you give us an up-to-date on that?
Well, the reason that we decided to form joint ventures is R&D and patents. Even though we're very very money wise, very frankly, it's very expensive. Patents, or particularly international patents, very expensive.
Yep.
We unfortunately were involved with toxic lenders. We had five at one time, and they sold our stock down terribly, and we were, you know, very frankly, not very happy about that. But we were able to eliminate those, all of those debts, and we're now with only one lender and a very friendly lender who's selling at a very, very reasonable rate. So, but we decided that there's no way on earth that we can succeed long term by borrowing money. We very frankly need a revenue source. And the we think this pain reliever is closest to the market, and we believe that that's going to be our plan, is to use that as a cash cow to fund our immunotherapy technology, which is, again, going to require considerable investment and time. So we decided to form a joint venture. Our expertise is in R&D, research and development. It's not in market manufacturing. Marketing and distribution, that's just not our bag. So we've been hunting for partners who would form joint ventures with us. We have one that is very close to being announced in a region of the world, and I cannot explain any further, but that should be announced literally within a few weeks, a couple weeks, really. And we have two others that we're currently in stages of development with, and one of them is with a major company involved that would be involved in the cannabis addition to our product. That's being considered very, very seriously and being discussed. And I've made some business trips recently in association with that potential joint venture. Then we have another one. The last one is the most, the biggest. This is with an international pharmaceutical company. We're really excited about that. We've had a couple of meetings already, and it's just too soon to say a whole lot about that. But it is very promising, and we're extremely excited about it because the financial forecasts we've done indicate that our products could generate billions of dollars in revenue, and these are risk-adjusted forecasts. So we're very excited about our prospects, short and long term. I can assure you that we're not going to be involved with multiple lenders again. That we made a serious mistake in the past, and I think we're definitely on the mend, and we're going to see good things coming from Premier Biomedical.
Premier Biomedical has been our company today that we're highlighting on Stock Day. They've got three patents on their applications. Their market cap is just a little bit south of 2 million. Their stock price completely undervalued at 2 cents, and that's my personal opinion. My guest has been William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical, trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. William, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for enlightening us and bringing us up to speed of what's been going on with your company. And we're going to check back with you in a couple of months.
Everett, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure doing business with you. I think you've done a great job. People have been frustrated at how slow these joint ventures have been progressing, but when you consider that you're literally tying the fortunes of companies, and some of these are very, very large companies, it does take time, and I apologize that to my stockholders and our listeners that it hasn't been faster, but we're doing everything we can, and you're going to see some real exciting developments here at Premier Biomedical very shortly. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bill, for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.